Now, are you bored with your car horn? If so, you can now get a gizmo, which can give you any car horn sound you like. On the line from the United States is Mike Costco, founder of Horn Tones. Good afternoon to you, Mike.
Hello, how are you doing?
Not too bad. So, what exactly is this gizmo? How does it work?
Well, it's called the FX550, and basically it's the world's first MP3-enabled vehicle horn. It's a three-piece system. You have a head unit that's mounted in the dash. You have an amplifier, and then you have a ruggedized, weatherproof speaker that resides under the hood.
Right. It sounds quite complicated, then.
Well, it's not. It's actually quite simple. It's like a very nice car stereo within its components. Now, the head unit has 256 megabytes of memory, so you can actually store hundreds and hundreds of different tones.
Right, so you can say you can have a different tone for. Could you have a different tone for a different situation? Could
absolutely.
You have, say, an array of buttons?
Absolutely. There are 9 preset buttons on the head unit, and since we do have 256 megabytes of memory, we've organized the buttons into themes. You can basically create your own theme and assign 9 different tones to all the buttons for that particular theme.
And do you give people, are the themes pre-prepared and inside the unit,
yes.
Or can you use anything you like?
There are 3 themes pre-prepared in the unit. We have horns, voices, and we also have some cartoon sounds as well, and animal sounds. And basically, you can put any MP3 file that you can come up with, you can put on this device. We have several hundred on our site that you can choose from. Or you can create your own or put a whole song on one of the buttons if you choose.
Or you could just have a human voice.
Absolutely.
I would imagine a lot of people would want to put things in their on their car horns like "Learn to Drive, You Arse," that kind of thing.
Yes, or you could have one of your favorite comedians. One of my favorite tones is Steve Martin's.
Right, yes, very good. Are you sitting in your car right now?
No, I'm not. I'm actually out in one of our labs here with one of our test units.
Right, I see. But then you could have a kind of bizarre spectacle of cars having conversations with each other.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You can do that as well. As a matter of fact, we're going to be participating in a U.S. event called the Cannonball Run, where they have a car rally that goes from one side of the United States to the other.
As in the film,
very similar. However, this one is legal, and it's all for basically a finding lost children. So it has a very good philanthropy.
Yeah, it's a tough one, isn't it?
Right. Yeah, that's a tough one.
So
Horn Tones is going to be integrated into the game. Basically, you will have different cars having different tones, and you won't know the complete message of where you're supposed to go next until you get all the cars together, kind of a thing.
One of our listeners wants to know, Mike, can you get the Dukes of Hazzard car horn?
The Dixie horn.
Yeah.
Now, the Dixie horn actually comes stock on the device when you purchase it.
Oh, wow. You'd be popular in your street if you had one of those in your car. Are there any legal restrictions on this?
Well, in the United States, we have horn laws and we have car stereo laws. So the general rule is if you're using it as a horn, you have to obey the horn laws. And if you're using it for entertainment, you need to abide by any car stereo laws for the state you're in.
And that would be, it can't be louder than a certain level, presumably.
Right, right.
But you could have, you could have people, you know, with kind of sleazy things in their car horns who just drive past women all day long saying, "Hey, baby, when I get in my car," and that
correct.
Kind of stuff.
That's correct. But the intent of this system is, you know, not to drive down the street sounding all kinds of vulgar things. But, you know, we don't regulate it.
Yes. But that would mean, if you were sexually harassing somebody, would it mean that the car is doing it or the driver of the car is doing it?
That's a good question.
It wasn't me, it was the car. And also as well, I mean, presumably that means the cars could start screaming obscenities at each other, as often drivers do when they get frustrated on the road.
They could, yes, they could.
Are you worried?
I'm not too worried about it. You know, what's interesting is when we first released this, we had a lot of discussions with people, and the first thing that pops into your mind is how you can use it in sort of a negative way. But based on our customer base and the feedback that I've gotten from all of our customers, they have nothing but fun with it.
Right. Well, that's good to hear. You would be worried though that it's, somebody might start abusing it, and then they've got another car, and that car is abusing it, and the cars start abusing each other. Next thing, the old, you know, the rifles are taken off the gun rack, and bang, bang.
Right. Well, we haven't had any of that.
Then it can go horribly. How much does one of these cost, Mike?
It's $300 US.
Oh, that's about a tenner in our money at the moment. Fantastic.
Yeah, well, and you know, we are looking for an Irish distributor to bring it to your area over there.
Right. Okay. Do you have a website or anything?
We do. You can visit horntones.com, and there you can sample some of the tones that we have available. You can also exercise what we have up there is the virtual player. It basically allows you to configure the whole system from your computer. And when you're done configuring it, you press a button, you save the resulting file to one of those little USB flash drives, walk it out to your vehicle, you plug it in, it downloads all your tones and sets everything up for you automatically.
It's fantastic.
Actually fairly easy to use.
Horntones.com. Mike, nice to talk to you today.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for taking the time to do so. That's Mike Costco there, a founder of Horntones.com, if you want to look that up. We'll take a break after this. Some good things to do tonight.